I'm going to need about 350. It's GRD's Weekly.
Yes, indeed it
that
is.
That was good.
At long last. Bravo, sir. Thank
Watch you. Out for that Loch Ness Monster.
Ain't no goddamn Loch Ness Monster. Oh, GRD's Weekly number 35?
Absolutely correct, sir. 35.
Number 35. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for stopping back by again. Look at here. This time, it's actually weekly.
It's actually weekly.
Whoa.
That's fantastic. Because we got the Scooby Gang back together, which is great, because I've said fantastic like three times, so
it's
there's
great.
Something in
it's
the Dr.
Colossal.
Pepper.
Am I Velma or Daphne?
Daphne. I'm going Daphne.
Daphne?
Daphne.
Velma's hot, though, man.
Yeah, Velma's hot, but...
You got the librarian,
the hair, yeah.
Teachers.
Focus, guys,
okay,
focus.
That is, okay, fine. Right, what we're trying to focus on is because we're so desperately being distracted. Desperately? Incessantly being distracted.
Incessantly being distracted? Oh, what did you say?
I'm saying Flintstress is here.
Watch it. Any guy in tight jeans runs into water, I was taking pictures.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Justin Hartley, certainly.
Making no bones about that, eh?
None.
All right. Across from me, of course, is the Shaved Sasquatch himself, the Bruce.
You know, I'm starting to feel that maybe torture isn't the way to get what you want, you know?
Mate, it's good. You're growing.
I'm working on that, but I still think torture is just really, really fun.
Of course you do.
It's fun.
And thank you so much for stopping by. I'm trying to lead the show this time, hopefully to Jabba's pleasure, finally. I am, of course, Billy Flynn.
Here comes the hot stepper.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Good to be back. Good to be back. How's
it is good to be back. It's always good to be back.
See, when I pick up the cup
yeah,
and start drinking, that means you have to talk.
It is really good to be back. We have this a actual weekly show.
And we have a topic tonight.
We have a topic tonight, too. Yes, we
one
do.
That we've sort of planned for?
Thought yes. of the topic last week.
Yeah, we were talking about last week. We were
did.
Actually going to plan the show and when we were going to do it and what it was going to be about.
And we've done this.
And we did.
Wow. Well,
and it
so
is,
thank you for stopping by.
Yes,
okay, bye-bye.
And I was about to say it's called Geek on the Cheap.
Okay.
It's basically how to be a geek when you ain't got two nickels to rub together.
Which, you know, this economy.
Yeah, who does?
Why are people rubbing nickels together in the first place?
Because people are kinky.
Are they? Well, oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we
sure.
are.
Pretty sure they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we are.
So
I've got pictures.
I bet you do.
Uh-huh.
I thought you couldn't take pictures there. Anyway, yes, indeed. That's what we'll be talking about this evening. Of course, we've got to get through all the fun things that we like to do. Check the old mailbag. That's always fun. But, of course, we'd like to start this thing out with, what you been doing geekified? I can't talk.
Try again. Take two.
I would like to know that
you've been... This is why we don't do post-production.
We're in a very silly mood this evening, and I don't know what it is. You know what it is? It's because, oh my God, we're actually doing two in a row. Now we're like giggly. Last week we were nervous because like, we have like 4 hours of stuff to cram into this.
Yeah, exactly.
This week we're like, ooh, we've planned. And now, okay,
a bear trapped in a car. How could that be?
I'm so sorry. Please, what have you been doing geekified this week?
Well, I love going first because we spend so much time together that I steal like pretty much all of your good geeky week.
And just like last week, I bet you I'm going to come up with some things.
I'm
like,
sure you will.
Oh!
I'll be like, oh, I can't believe I forgot that.
Oh.
How
could you forget?
I should go in order of what I have on the list. But the number one thing that jumped in my head, obviously, was Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yes?
Battlestar Galactica.
Didn't you say after this week's episode... Best television show on best show on TV ever.
I think I say that every week.
Ever
every
all
week
time?
When I watch
yes.
it,
yeah.
I've said that I'm on tape saying best TV show ever.
Yeah.
Just ever.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
This is just that good.
You want to talk about it now? Or?
Yeah, sure. Hey, well, for the last half an hour,
like
we've been talking
time.
About. Oh, no, can't talk about it. We'll talk
can't
about
talk about
mics.
It. Wait until we get on the show.
Half an hour, we can't say anything. Don't
okay,
talk,
fine.
Mic. Now, we're talking about Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, spoilers, by the way, folks, because if you're listening, I'm pretty sure you watched it.
Yeah, he's not here.
So, he doesn't care anyway. So, please,
go
your thoughts?
I'm drawing a blank right now. Somebody else start.
Okay.
The complete exposition bullet wound thing with Anders, turning him to sort of the hybrid speak, just blah, 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 blah,
yes.
blah, blah, throwing things out, could so be a tremendous cliche of someone going, let's just tie all this up. But my God, was I fascinated
it
by it.
It so worked. It worked.
It did.
It was perfect. And, oh, by the way, a 13th Cylon?
Dun, dun, dun.
And who went? Okay, Starbuck.
Starbuck, because the artist.
Right.
So that's the obvious one, of course. That's the one they want us to think about.
Yes.
I would like to think that just to be the curveball, that it would be Zach.
My vote is for Baltar.
Ooh.
I still think
no, see,
it
I
might
think
be Baltar.
Him, like Starbuck, they've been giving us too many red herrings that it could be them.
Yeah.
I don't think. And they both want to be Cylons, I think, in their own unique way. So I don't think either one of them is.
My dark horse? Billy.
Billy.
From the original series?
No. Oh, my God. President Roslin cried her eyes out when Billy died.
Oh, Billy. Oh,
you forgot Billy. Have we lost touch with our humanity so much in this freaking war with the Cylons?
Oh, yes.
We need a moment of silence for Billy.
Billy.
Right, okay, we're back.
And we're back. Anyway, I think we say that we liked the episode.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
The episode. Okay.
Yes. And what I never thought would be replaced as my favorite show of all time is Lost.
On an island.
I was trying to, like, let you know that that's where I was going so you can push the button.
Okay.
Thank you. I never thought I'd ever replace it as my favorite show. I think that you would get what that was. Never mind.
We didn't discuss hand signals this time. I thought you had a question. You're like, no, I'm really excited.
It looks like Billy's about to steal third.
Oh, Sorry. My fault. Please.
Okay, sorry. I have to work on my specificity of
the
hand
signals.
The last
7 minutes of Lost this week, finally. Finally, this is what we've been missing. We've had that moment. Did anybody breathe the last 7 minutes of this past episode?
And just like in the past, it's making me have all these questions. What's going on?
Yeah.
And why was, spoilers, why was Christian, Jack, you know, Jack's dad, why was he there? Could he not touch Locke? Poor Charlotte, you know, I mean, yeah, that was a crazy episode.
I'm going to have to watch that one again.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm going to have to watch it again.
Have you had one like that this season?
I've
enjoyed it this season, but we haven't had I've got to watch that one again.
It would be this episode.
Especially the last 7 minutes of nothing else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keeping going with TV, Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Which I think counts as geeky because of Billy Piper from Doctor Who connection. So that's
and
my
we talked
geeky
about
cred.
It last week. And, you know,
there are boobs involved. It's geeky.
A message I guess I should have saved for this weekly because it got sent to the Daily and I talked about it there. So my fault. Someone did send in and say to us that, oh, hey, by the way, Billy Piper, pregnant, so she was not being filmed, to which I said, pregnant, still want to see him because it's Billy Piper. Don't want to see the fake Billy Piper. Mm-hmm. So what? She's pregnant. What? They're a little bigger? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
I
really
think I can do
horrible.
It.
Horrible.
Yeah. Secret Diary of a Call Girl really reminds me of Weeds in a way.
Yes, it does.
Because she's always getting into situations and then...
Just as you're sort of getting out, it's a more complex.
Yeah, and then it gets even worse. It's a great show.
Because
you
saw that coming with...
Yeah.
You love her, don't you?
Right. It was good. CSI is pretty fun. You know, they added
Morpheus.
Sorry.
Larry He's got
Fishburne?
A large
Lawrence Fishburne.
Fishburne.
Yeah. Larry Fishburne is when I first started watching him. Okay. Elm Street 3, Larry Fishburne. All right.
God, anyway, but it's great to see things through his eyes because even though he's super smart, he speaks Mandarin Chinese, for God's sakes, but he'll do stupid things like accidentally bringing food into the morgue and realizing he has to throw it away because he's a really, really smart guy, but he's like a brand new level one CSI. Mm-hmm. So it's just
he's book smart.
The
he's not experience smart.
Is very cool. And that's kind of TV movies. We'll talk about, I guess, Friday the 13th. Billy will go into further detail there. Okay. But we had quite a slasher flick weekend.
Yes, we did.
On Friday the 13th, we watched the third movie in 3D.
Got the DVD, the 3D.
Oh, except it was like horrible, it was brain-crushing.
It was the blue,
red and blue.
And red, horrible 80s revival that gives you a headache after 20 minutes.
Yeah, it gave me a headache. So, but it was still really fun. And then, you know,
spring-loaded snake in 3D, even being pulled on a string. Is really fun. I'm sorry.
Does not beat the spring-loaded duck.
The spring-loaded duck was awesome.
Spring-loaded duck.
You got to watch the movie, dude. I don't want to spoil it for you.
That's okay. Spoil it. I won't see it. Spring-loaded duck.
Anything that kind of
comes out of
springs out of you and you're not
okay.
Expecting
well, there's a spring-loaded duck in this movie. That's all you really need to know.
Okay, it was pretty at the time.
It's called Crystal Lake. It's not a stretch that there's a duck.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then we went back to the original.
On Valentine's Day.
Right, on Valentine's Day.
Touching. Aww.
And then the day after, we went to see the new one in theater, which was not half bad. Mm-hmm. It was really, really funny. Really good time.
I think I settled on 6.5 pants.
Did you? Okay.
Because I'm a fan of the series because, come on, I grew up with them.
That's not a bad ranking for you. 6.5 pants for
fun.
A slasher fic?
It's actually a sequel. It really is a sequel. Legally, it has to be a sequel. I know kids are considering it a reboot, but if you throw out the crappy movies at the end, because, there were some good. There were.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sequel. And I like it.
All right.
Had fun.
Yeah, and homages. I hadn't heard ahead of time of the Nana Visitor cameo, so that certainly took me by surprise. What else?
Was she Major Kira in here, or is it just, you know?
Major Kira?
Yeah. What? I know she is, but I'm saying, was she playing Major Kira in the movie?
No. Oh. She was,
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress.
He doesn't know. That's okay. It was good.
You want to know? Would it mean anything to you?
No, absolutely nothing. Right. I have never seen any of the Friday the 13th.
It might mean something to our listeners.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil that for you. But Nana Visitor's in the movie.
growing up. And I don't know if this would count as geeky that much anymore, but I did our taxes online.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yay.
I'm sure, like, everybody in the world does it now, and it's, you know, unless people who are afraid of technology.
I didn't do it.
My accountant does.
Thank you.
Yeah, over the miss, there are big money over here. Yes, I have an accountant. No, we drive down, we go to Virginia Beach, we get our accountant to do it. It's so much nicer than actually having to pull our hair out and going, I don't, what do you mean this line for? What?
Wow.
Our life is not that complicated. We have pretty much W-2s and that's it.
It's very simple. Yeah. It's like, what is your name?
Is it the same as last year? Okay.
Did you work? I mean, it's
that no-brainer.
I mean, yours sounds complicated, dude.
Yeah, but it's cool. And this year they had this little window box where you're supposed to sign it with the mouse, like an electronic signature.
Wow. You know what I should have done?
What?
Got like a pen with a cap on it and just like wrote it that way.
That might have worked.
Didn't think about that, but like with my finger, I'm like trying to spell it.
If I had hooked it up to the Promethean board, you could have signed it on the wall.
Oh, your Promethean. Yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah, if you've been a long-time listener of the show, you know, as a teacher, I have this really cool technology.
Mm-hmm.
Promethean board, it's like an interactive whiteboard. It's got all this really cool stuff. And so it projects whatever you're doing up on a screen, and you have like this pen, and you can interact with it. And I spend entirely too long making lessons for it, but it's just really cool. And Pretty Geeky actually trained a bunch of teachers at my school today on how to use it. So,
cool. Good job.
Tech support.
Yay.
They still ask me questions I don't really answer, and I'm always like, oh, damn it, you made me feel stupid. But
I was feeling smart. I was feeling competent.
I know.
And don't you always turn it around all the
time? I know.
What do you mean you don't know? I got to tell you everything.
Find the answer from the person who does know, but I make it work. But yeah, that's pretty geeky. I'm definitely considered kind of a tech geek in my school, in the education realm. I'm definitely known for being into technology, which is kind of funny because of a totally different group of my friends.
Yeah, you're
Brian
the noob.
And Wolfie and, you know, Billy. I'm like the least geeky out of everybody.
Techno guru.
Oh, sorry.
Who very occasionally, randomly, is at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Hardly ever would be a more accurate term.
And I did start posting on the forums again after a long hiatus.
Yay.
Drace kind of reminded me. I was like, oops.
She's
so,
hello, we've missed you.
I couldn't even remember my login at first. I had to, like, go find myself.
See, that's why, you know, mine saves it for me.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm on there every day
there
on
go.
Those beautiful forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
That wasn't forced at all.
Hey, I didn't do that once the last episode.
Really?
Not once. I never pulled that out one time the entire.
We're glad you didn't pull that out.
You got to watch what you say there, pal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
On that note, I'm done with my geeky week.
Okay.
It works.
That's what Kelly says. Don't forget to bring a towel.
All right.
So you're looking at me.
Yeah.
Apparently it's my turn.
Might
All
as
right.
Well.
Let's see.
Sorry, I turned into Mickey Mouse for a second.
Might as well.
Sorry. Very sorry.
This is going to be the entire show. It's going to be us laughing at ourselves and each other the entire show. Okay, that's like every other show, right?
Okay. Keep
forgetting.
Keep going.
I've been watching the typical shows that I usually watch. The Clone Wars, Wolverine and the X-Men. Our usual fun show that we like to watch, which is Lost.
Yay!
Let's see. Life on Mars, Heroes, Chuck, those things.
You know, I still haven't watched Heroes. I still haven't watched those two.
You might actually like them.
Well, see, at this point, I'll get three. And
yeah.
Then if I get three, I might as well get four, and then boom, it's a movie.
Good job. Well, four.
Well, you take out the commercials, TiVo. Blip, blip.
That's still a long movie.
Okay. Well, I like long movies.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Hey.
See, that was your line, Miss Facebook.
Yes, you did catch
me
on Facebook.
Oh, she's on Facebook
Marco
again.
Busted.
I'm talking about the show, though. I'm pimping the show as we're making
Facebook.
The show.
If you're randomly on Facebook right now, you can talk to Flintstress. There you go.
Yes. In a time warp, all timely, wimely,
right.
Wibbly, wobbly. Yeah.
You think I'd have that ready, too.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I don't have that at all. That's sad. I used to like that a lot.
Yeah, we'll have to bring
nice
that back.
Nice job breaking it, hero.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Of course, there's Battlestar Galactica. We've already talked about that, though.
Did you ever watch Battlestar Galactica?
No.
No? Then you're an idiot.
And if you're not, silly people.
Can I jump in for a second here? I totally forgot about something else geeky.
See? Go ahead.
See, that's what we do.
Related
we do.
To Battlestar Galactica.
Uh-huh.
Billy was doing show prep for one of the daily shows,
mm-hmm.
and we were looking at old commercials from like the 1970s. And we found this old, old Battlestar Galactica commercial where they're shooting like these Vipers out and hitting little paper Cylons. Cylon Raiders. And they load them up, they were in the garage. And
it looks like the tubes. It sort of looks like the tubes, right?
Oh, really?
And it had like a rubber band. And I was like, I want that. Even though it's like not a video game or anything, even cool.
Check eBay.
Yeah, I guess.
We can do that.
Because
anyway,
if you own one of those,
it took a long time. I couldn't find a Stretch Armstrong. I found the 80s Stretch Armstrong commercial.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find the original Kenner one at all. So I was like, wow, look at all these toys. It was like a thing of 9.5 minutes
of 70s
toy commercials.
We watched a bunch of them.
There you go.
That's
part of my
really
geeky
funny.
Week right there. There you go. But yeah, that was fantastic, right? And I'm like, I had that. Oh, dude, it was the Micronauts like racing tubes. It was like a race set for the air elevator. And you can also race it in the dark. Click. Goes up the wall in the dark.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sorry.
Never had one. I was poor. But yeah, it was cool.
God, the commercial was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's see. I also
had to stretch Armstrong, though.
I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
How long did it take you to cut that thing open and actually
see it? Eventually just happened when you pulled the son of a bitch. It just happened. Yeah, or if you could also leave it outside in the sun, it would get real gooey and just melt.
Or
if you left it out when it was cold, it would like, you know,
snap.
Get really firm and you could break off chunks of it.
God.
I need to stretch Armstrong. Okay, sorry, Bruce.
All right. I watched Christopher Titus' special, Love is Evil.
Okay.
And he spelled it EVOL, so it's love backwards.
Oh, I thought it meant because love evolves.
No,
so,
evil.
I gave him more credit than he deserved.
This man has serious, serious problems. He's funny as all get out, but I wouldn't want to trade lives with him at all.
Did you ever see his show when it was on Fox?
Oh, yeah, I love that show. It was
great
on Fox.
Great show. Stacey Keach hysterical, but my God. Like, yeah, this is my life. Huh. And you're laughing. You go,
and,
oh, wait.
Wow, I'm going to cry, too.
No, he's serious, isn't he?
He's serious.
Wow. Okay.
You want to laugh and cry at this? You really feel sorry for the guy if he wasn't so hysterically funny.
Because you're funny, I can laugh at your pain.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh man, I went to Fallout this weekend for both nights.
Really? Did?
Yeah,
you?
Surprisingly, again. Wow. Well, yeah. Actually, both nights. We saw our lost friend, Vicar, at Fallout.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It was his...
Wait. Was it Vicar or was it Belt Buckle?
It was Vicar.
Wow.
Yes, it was actually Vicar there.
So
it was
his
day before his 40th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're calling him out of that.
Well, it said it on the fine forums there at geekradiodaily.com. It did say happy birthday to the Vicar and gave his age. And you'd think, being an administrator, if he didn't want the world to know, he would have done something.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And he was just spending his last day in his 30s at Fallout. Dancing. Aww. Poorly. But dancing.
Aww.
Aww.
You got to feel it, man.
He was trying. Listening to, let's see, I've been working on Scott Sigler's Infected. 2 Minute Danger Theater.
It is hysterical. Oh, my God.
I went through all of Bad Weed.
Okay.
Or the Evil Weed. And
that's not a good thing. Usually when you realize it's bad, you stop.
Bruce is a fiend. A complete and total fiend. You just don't know.
You just outed him on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm
glassy-eyed right now.
That's why he's got the giggles.
Apparently.
I listened to the last episode of Requiem of the Outcast.
Find you.
Yes, which was out on December 1st. We love the show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great show. Yes, we do.
Great show.
I know.
Good times.
Good times. Let's see. I've been doing some woodworking, watched a lot of UFC fights this weekend, and been in the gym. And other than that, that has been my geeky week.
Wow, sir.
Wow.
Not bad. I would have to say the geekiest thing I did this week is finally sending back Mirror's Edge, I believe. I've played as much of Mirror's Edge as I can.
Yay.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the hell out of it, dude. I had a really good time.
Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you
said you played as much of it as you could.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just.
He beat
you know,
it. Because
I
played more.
Yeah, you can
go back and doing it.
You know, there's some things. There's these little runner bags that are hidden, so there's, you know, more complicated places for you to go to collect everything.
Yeah.
So I was doing some of those, and I'm just like, okay, I want another game.
It's played.
Yeah, I want another game. Downloaded the demo for Halo Wars, the real-time strategy.
Yeah, I heard about this one.
Oh.
Everybody gets to play Spartans.
Oh, dude, it's beautiful.
Is it now?
It's just so sweet. And considering it's a console, real-time strategy, it's actually surprisingly easy to maneuver everything.
Really?
Which has always been the downfall.
Yeah, because you need, like, every key on the keyboard.
Yeah.
when you're playing like, you know, Warcraft or something like that.
They, because they have a couple of like quick buttons, which is always good. They have a what do you call it? You hit like down on the digital pad, and you just go straight back to your base. So you can go, and if you have various bases, you just scroll real quick, which makes that cool. Selecting, you know, the different types of, whether it's your vehicles or whatever, you can select little groups or whatever very quickly on the fly.
Good.
I would say almost faster than the keyboard combination of F shift and blah blah blah. You don't have to do that if you want everybody.
Drop and drag.
You could just hold one button and just pick everybody. You can grab, just like hold down the A button and just pick like a little group. I want all the people that are here to go there. You know,
yes,
stuff like
that. There's one scout. Everybody, get them.
But it looks like, and this, I'm not going to call, this can't really be a spoiler because there's a demo out there, but it looks like, it looks like the Flood is involved in this game, which is set 20 years before Halo. That doesn't work.
Maybe.
It doesn't work.
Maybe.
Well,
only, make it work.
Okay, everyone dies.
There everyone could be time travel involved.
What? No.
Clever Dan.
Fine, you solved it. Good for you.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm just saying. There was that. Wow, so what else did I do?
You're going to feel like an ass when that really is what it is.
Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly. Well, we do have to finally get to, God, what's the game? I can't think of the game. Oh, well. The game that everyone says Halo is based off of from back in the old days.
It starts with an M.
Yeah. Wolfenstein? No.
Marathon? No, I don't remember. Monkey poo. There you
monkey
go.
Monkey poo.
Everything's better with monkey poo.
Fling it your way.
What?
Monkey fling poo.
Nice tagline. Well, Lord, you did take everything else I did, really? Because that's all I've done, right? I had my
Fringe.
Two games.
I forgot Fringe.
Fringe. Season, well, mid-season. One. Well, yeah. No, because April. We get new episodes in April.
Okay.
But
1.5.
Wow. Do you know, seriously, if I really wanted to, you could just record the whole show and have drops from there. I don't have the drop, but I should. But they cracked me up. The last episode of Fringe, which also revealed like this crazy plot line where we might actually be at war with alternate worlds, was the backup plot for the overall one of the moment, which was people having something make all of their orifices close.
I heard you discuss this on The Daily Show, and I purposely went, okay, no, I am not.
Did you see
watching.
The Matrix?
Yeah, I saw the Matrix. Okay,
or
there was one
closing.
Scene. Yeah, there was one scene there.
Okay, two scenes.
They
TV.
Never showed. They just implied that
they
it
just
all
said orifices.
Orifices.
It's not like someone dropped their pants and went, look! Well, no, because their mouth was closing too. So right.
Boo. And it was Marathon.
It was Marathon.
Yes!
Yes!
Good job.
Thank you.
I know you love being right.
Well, I just love being able to pull it, because otherwise, you know, people would give me crap, rightfully so.
People were screaming at you.
Where could they do that?
They could do that simply by emailing any of us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. I guess we got to get you a email.
Yeah, we do.
Way.
Yeah. If you're going to be on the show more often,
because apparently you are. Welcome to the show.
You can always send me a private message at geekradiodaily.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is. That's fantastic.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
So, no, I think you'd like that. Crazy stuff. Every time, it's just a mental mind frack.
And
kind of
do
thing.
We get to play the whole where's a Watto on every episode?
No.
The bald guy.
No, I know who you are.
Is he in every episode?
No, he was in this one.
Oh, was he in this
he
one?
He was in this
okay.
one. But he's not in every one.
Okay.
The creepy guy from Oceanic 813?
No, the guy.
Oh.
The bald guy.
The white bald guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the FBI white bald guy. The other white bald guy.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
The bald guy. Oh, the white. Oh, you're
the
Black
white
Debbie. C-Lab 2021. It was fantastic. Well, then, yeah, I guess, wow, that is my week, isn't it? You took a lot of it there.
It's
that's
a lot
right.
less of it, you know, when it's only one week.
Yeah, when we do a show and not wait every 3 weeks or whatever.
Comics? Have you read any comics?
Don't think so. I think I...
Wow. You have been busy with stuff.
Through some.
You had your Zune. Did you listen to something on your Zune?
Oh, well, 2 Minute Danger Theater. And
you took that.
Well, I wasn't with him, so I couldn't exactly take it.
No, he wasn't. Because otherwise it's the gym, and we wouldn't talk about the gym here anyway. Yeah. So, blah, 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 blah. I've been more active on Facebook, posting stuff, and we're going to actually talk about that in a moment, too. So, yeah, basically at this point, we should talk some GRD news. How you want to do? I don't have a sounder
you
for that,
sound?
Do we?
I thought you had a sounder.
Did we?
For that.
We should have a contest where people send you a potential sounder.
Hey, a GRD News sounder contest. Okay, that's fantastic. We can do that. In fact, you can win a prize. Okay, here's what you do. You send that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we do the podcast or? Yeah, we send that to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. com. Sorry, I was scratching my head there for a second.
He was trying to figure something out.
I can't use the trackball with the left hand. It's designed for the right hand, so there's just it's impossible to do.
I can't reverse the grip.
You do that, and I definitely have a Geek Label Radio shirt. I know definitely have that.
Those are collector's items.
They're still sealed in plastic. They've never been touched by human hands. It's fantastic.
Because Kingfish was not having human hands.
Well, did you see his part-timers?
No,
you didn't. No one ever did because they were underground. They were Morlocks is what they were.
The mole men.
Yes, indeed. So please send your entries for a GRD news sounder. It's completely up to us which ones we like. We can obviously play the best of
no
them.
No criteria, yeah.
Whatever,
yeah,
but we'll pick a winner and you get the t-shirt and that'll be fantastic.
We have no criteria. We have no taste.
And you get to have your sounder played every week.
Absolutely. Come on. This is you know, immortality right mm-hmm. there. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
GRD News, April.
Yes.
April 17th through the 19th. The GRD crew consisting of Billy myself Flynn. And GRD tech guy Wolfie. What?
The whole
a
GRD crew
is not one person.
There was two.
Oh,
speaking of crew, before
you know,
the original
GRD street crew.
Thank
right.
You.
Speaking of street crew, go ahead. I want to talk about street crew right after that. I'm just reminding
okay, fine.
You.
Don't forget.
17th through the 19th, we are going to be in Denver, Colorado at Starfest. We have a link to it in the shows. I believe it's starland.com, and they've got the link to it right at the top of their page, the exact one, blah, 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 blah. Brent Spiner. Gonna be at Starfest.
So you're not just going, are you?
No, that's right. I'm sorry.
Brag a little.
I'm sorry. That's right. The GRD crew is going out there as part of the press. To Starfest. We're going to be covering Starfest.
Congratulations.
And we'll be interviewing some celebrities who at this point we don't exactly know, but we'll
press,
be interviewing
push,
some people.
Pulling.
Absolutely. So you're guaranteed to have a show that week because we're going to have stuff recorded.
Good job.
Just that simple. And I don't have to bring our gear. I don't have to bring our gear. No, our good friends Dave and Barry over there at Screen Geeks.
Yeah.
Dave's going to have all the gear because he's like... part of this, they liked what they did so much last year that they basically are recording everybody's. Anyone that's pressed,
wow.
They're doing everybody's. They're,
you
know, boom.
Oh, good. You have to bring your own mics or anything?
No, if I just want to carry like a voice recorder or something around.
Wow.
What's
and
the
I
word
right
for slightly more than minor internet celebrity? What would they be?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
I don't know. Until I've been on VH1. I don't think that would count. So there's that. And then the next week, the following week, the April 24th through the 26th,
mm-hmm.
All of us,
yeah,
and even
the vicar,
allegedly, I should say,
allegedly,
he wouldn't dare miss.
Yeah,
country music, I don't know.
It's gotten to his soul.
He might decide he's got to run off and be a
rhinestone cowboy. Yeah,
cowboy. Yeah, he's got to ride rodeo. You know, it's that damned old rodeo.
What is that weekend? You're keeping our listeners in suspense.
It's what it's called. Suspense. Raven. It's RavenCon.
No, I knew.
Oh, did you?
Not you're keeping our listeners in suspense.
Earth 2, okay.
No, I don't think you did.
Earth Bob.
All right, yes, we're going to be at RavenCon in lovely Richmond, Virginia. We'll be there. Come out and see us. It's always a great time. We've been there a few years now. In fact, we just learned, today, that we're actually going to be doing the show live.
Live.
At RavenCon.
Yes.
And how are we doing that, Mr. Bruce?
We will actually be doing the show before... Podcasting Rich Siegfried's doing
the patron saint of the show.
He is doing another live taping of Mr. Adventure. So we will be right before him.
So
he
we're,
is.
We're,
whatever
we're
the heck that
opening
is.
Act.
We're opening for Mr.
We're
Adventure.
Opening for him.
Nice.
Yes.
That's fantastic. You gotta like that.
Does that mean we're gonna have parts this year again?
I always have a part, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. I believe Mr. Siegfried said, well, I don't want to give anything. I believe we do have parts.
Okay. That's all. I don't care what part it is right now.
And
I'm,
Siegfried,
my whole two line.
The Bruce wants your part. He wants a part from
what?
You. No, okay, I'm sorry. The Bruce wants a part from you. The Bruce wants a part from you. There you go.
He doesn't get to pick which one.
Patron
saint.
Oh, great. I get
patron
the fluffer roll again. Jeez.
Okay.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
I understand, Mr. Vicar. You want to Wellington Cherry
Dog. You could be me, too. To do that, so that's fine.
I'm a guest this year. I don't have to do that again.
And of course, not in any sort of official capacity, because we're going to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
So we're going
Yay!
To Dragon Con.
Yes.
We will at some point find a way to do a show while we're there. At this point, we don't know, but good Lord, that's Labor Day. We actually have stuff planned, so get off my back, man. All right. So
you skipped Balticon.
Did I skip Balticon?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. I did skip Balticon. When is Balticon?
Sorry, Balticon. It's Memorial Day weekend. May something.
I never know which one
of
those.
It's in between RavenCon and DragonCon.
You think I remember that?
I don't know. Sure. Memorial Day weekend.
No, you need May. May?
May.
May.
Okay, May is fine. Okay. May-ish. We'll mm-hmm. find out. Well, we don't really know. There's not so much written down about that yet. In all fact, right. I just got something from Balticon. Maybe. I need to check my
other
my
email.
Mail again. Yeah. Which is, I've got a lot of emails.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're important. Well, you're a minor internet celebrity. People want to talk to you.
I've heard that. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's May 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Well, there you go. Right. See, that's so close to Labor Day.
Oh, wait, no. 23, 24, and 25.
Oh,
okay. Well, close enough.
Weeks away.
She's a news girl.
So we'll be there, too. And you can come out and hang out with us there, and I'm sure we'll tape a show or something while we're there. We did last time.
Yeah.
That was
in
a good time.
In that courtyard, yeah.
In that courtyard. That was a good time.
Yeah, I remember that because I had to voice a, guys, let me in.
Dude, that was beautiful. Hey. The patron saint of the show, Podcasting's Rich Siegfried, really liked that because we didn't have enough headphones for everybody. Mm-hmm. So when it got to the end there, I took the vicar's headphones and I'm like, put these on, listen to this. And he's like, very nice, you're doing theater. I'm sorry, I became George Takei.
Good job.
No idea what happened. Anyway.
And I am bouncing this off the two of you right now.
Oh, yes, yes, Street Crew.
Do you want to do a Street Crew for the Watchmen movie?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like 3509. A midnight show? The midnight showing. Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe we can do that this year.
Ooh.
That has some potential.
I like the thought of that. So,
well, if anyone else is going to be in the Richmond area, we
should
start a thread.
Because we're going to go to Virginia Center Commons, probably?
Yeah, we can take a look.
Richmond area, folks, is very easy. If you're going to be in the Richmond area at the time that Watchmen comes out, which is March
5th, I believe.
Thank you. I think
I'm pretty sure it's the 5th.
That's a Friday.
It's
really? You've got all these
memories? No, it's a Thursday.
It's not. Friday the 13th next month as well. Although March 5th would be right leading if we bought tickets to go into midnight. Whenever it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's a Thursday the 5th. So
okay. Thursday the 5th at 11:59 p.m. We'll be right about to go in. No. Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
Already be there.
Close enough. We'll
anyway,
figure it
out. Whatever it is. Yeah. So yeah, we'll do that.
We'll probably put more notes on the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
You are making up for last week.
Yeah, I am.
Very fun. Okay, fine. Mail.
My turn.
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
Yes, indeed it is.
Ooh.
Oddly enough, we don't have a lot of email. People thought they had time.
Yes.
They're used to having more than one week.
We're going to
read my email for 2 weeks anyway.
So, you know, we'll forgive that. And I don't even know that we have voicemails unless they went to the vicar's personal email, unless he put them all there to do stuff with.
And if they're going straight to the vicar's email, I don't know if we want to hear them.
Wow. Okay.
Well, not because
they're
going.
Just think of how many we'll have.
Just not thinking that they're not for us. It's just they're going straight to the vicar. That might be
your
a little
logic
scary.
Makes me feel like a dick.
Okay. So yeah, all right. Here we go. Hey, GRD gang.
That's us.
They basically
you were being so serious.
Thank you so much. This was forwarded to us. This was forwarded to us by Chris. It's basically the thing, I don't know if you know this, but Facebook has changed their terms of service.
Yes, I've heard something about this.
And I can go ahead and tease this. I'm telling you that I was going to talk about this on the Daily Show tomorrow, but this is a good place to actually have a discussion about it.
Okay.
Facebook's changing its terms of service to now. Basically now, right now the rule is, if you ever every website takes the stuff that you put up there and go, hey, it's ours. But Facebook has always been like, if you ever delete your account, okay, fine, all your stuff is yours again. Now they go, nanny, 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 anything you put up here, it's ours. We own you in perpetuity. You like that word?
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Well, that's a little bit scary.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Because what if somebody posts a picture with you in it, and it's not something that you want to be on the internet, so you pull it back down or you tell that person too.
Ooh, I hadn't even thought of
and
that.
And then they still own it. I don't know. Who could be doing what?
Because, you know, there's not like, you know, there's any pictures of me dancing in the Rocky Era Picture Show on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, if for whatever reason I didn't want people to see that and whatever, and it was up there. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, most
that's
people will
weird.
Ask somebody if they're not sure, like before posting something that they think might be. But not all of my friends are that responsible.
Some aren't. There are pluses and minuses. There are positive and negatives to this conversation. Do you want to have somebody owning a picture of you forever that they can do with whatever they want? Or... you know, do you want to make sure they have that security function so just in case something ever happens?
And here's one for you. I don't know if you've ever you thought about it the other way. You've all filled out those little lists like the 15 things or whatever.
Yeah.
You ever said anything on that out of context of that could just be You know,
taken
I mean,
the wrong way.
Or what if you're jotting down notes? What if you type like story ideas or something? I mean, it, you know, they could anything, yeah. anything that you put.
Devil's advocate would go, well, if you're not happy with it, then just don't be on Facebook. But
don't be on Facebook right now. Yeah. Don't put any of this stuff on Facebook. Take it all down and never do
right.
that.
Delete
just
your
use
account
it,
now and get yeah. away.
Just use it
run
to chat
now.
To each other. Isn't it enough that I give you access to everything with every damn app that I allow to come through?
Yeah, really?
Right? I mean, they always say, app. Sign your life away if you want to launch Kidnap. Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on.
At this point.
I kidnapped you.
Which is always fun.
That's my favorite out of all of them. Because you like learn about places. You learn about places.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I know, and I loved that game.
But no, the concept of it is that, you know, you can't break up with Facebook anymore. You can divorce Facebook.
Yeah, but it's going to be your ex-wife forever.
Forever. And that's just.
But you still can't get your stuff back from her either.
That's kind of my
the
point.
Plaintiff.
The plaintiff. Interesting email from the plaintiff, but we're not going to talk about that.
Nope.
Oh.
So yeah.
That'd be funny. That should be in your Geeky Week, too.
Oh, my God. Geeky, I got to show you. I'm accepted to my 20-year high school reunion group on Facebook. So I've seen some pictures of some of the folks, like, now, already, which is kind of weird because I guess, like, you know, what the hell are we doing a reunion for?
Any of the girls that you took to the prom?
No. That's plural.
Yeah.
That's plural.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You had to, like, emphasize that.
I didn't bring it up, though.
Oh, no, but you had to make sure everybody heard it.
That's okay. Yes, come on, took it was multiple girls to the prom.
It was the highlight of my freaking
Wait, no, let's get it right.
Let's get it
he
right.
Took two and left with three.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Actually, no, to be completely honest, I took one, I had my picture with two, and went home with three.
Okay.
This is the evening went along.
Uh-huh.
I just, yeah.
You should have gone to IHOP, picked up three more.
No, because... Hey,
there would be an IHOP after the prom.
Hey, just come to my 20th reunion, and you'll see that the story is not nearly as interesting as it could sound like it is. Not
We're
at all.
We're trying to make
I
it good.
I do appreciate it up there now, and people are like, oh, let me go check up on him. Oh, my God. You know, I don't need that. I don't need to be the new Michael Phelps. Wait. No, that was for
that
something,
was
something else.
Oh.
Something else entirely. Something
Freudian else slip.
No, I meant to say that.
Uh-huh.
No, I absolutely did. So, anyway, I don't know what your thoughts are on that. I just found that to be just... Wow. You know, my absolutely first initial thought upon reading it.
That is what we call a dick move.
But I don't know what to think
about. It's an instant reaction.
Yeah, because it knee jerk. And I don't know. You know, I got pictures of, you know, people with pictures of their kids and stuff. You know, they own the
right.
pictures of your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just weird to me.
Sooner or later, they're going to own your kids. If you take a picture of somebody and put it on Facebook, we own them too.
Well, you know, there are certain cultures that believe taking a picture takes
Chapter
part of your soul.
Yeah.
So
Facebook is run by Aborigines.
Oh, my God.
But You've solved it.
They were never named Male Model of the Year. So, please, if you'd like to send us an email and maybe... Wow, you like that. Listen. Wow.
Hansel, he's so hot right now.
Hansel. If we're taking crazy pills, please drop us an email because who knows what we'll end up talking about. It's podcast Billy Flynn Vicar, the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Please.
Non-sucker.
Leave us a voicemail.
Please do. No, see, that's what I was going to do. I was going to throw that to you. Or send us a voicemail.
I forgot it.
You forgot the number?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Wow.
Wait, it's 206-3-FUN-HECK.
Nice.
Yeah.
So please do that because we'd really love to hear from you. If we hear from you, the more we hear from you, the less you really have to hear from us.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
No, the mic's on.
Yeah, the mic is on.
The mic's on right now.
Yes, we're doing a Fit Club. We're playing the song. We're doing a Fit Club.
I can't hear you now with the mic so far
so
away.
Far. Here, talking to mine.
Taking a break.
Fit Club.
Okay.
The Bruce.
Everybody likes the show. Well, most everybody likes the show, The Biggest Loser.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And the things that you see on The Biggest Loser, the weight losses that you see on that show are unrealistic.
Yes.
Yes.
You should know
yes.
that.
Yes. But some people don't believe that. Some people believe
what?
That they can actually lose that much weight on their own 1 week, week after week after week. They're losing big amounts of weight, and though this stuff is not faked, they are actually losing that much weight. However, these people work out 6 to 10, even up to 12 hours a day, every day.
And I can't do that.
You can't do that. Because we have
work,
like jobs, yeah, and
gotta,
lives,
gotta sleep,
yeah,
and watch movies. I mean,
and watch
come
movies.
On.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, I could to go a hardcore routine, but you can't give up.
No,
12 hours. Come on.
Yeah, to lose 10 pounds a day. I actually did the math for this one. To lose
it's 10 pounds
a day,
there'd be no math involved.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, good.
To lose 10 pounds a day
mm-hmm.
and still eat 2,000 calories a day, you have to burn off more than 7,000 calories a day in cardiovascular exercise.
Wow.
7,000 calories a day.
How much? How many calories does like an hour of average working out burn?
Around 300 to 500, depending on the intensity. If you're doing something like yoga, yoga is like 180 calories
Wait,
an hour.
Like 21 hours a day?
Yeah.
Well, of yoga, that's
yeah,
why,
yoga, that's
why
a
he
lot
said
of stretching.
Strenuous.
Yeah, strenuous, you're looking
exercise
at.
At the beginning of that.
You're looking at 500 to 600.
Is like. Three, wait, what did you say? I've already forgot. 560, that's 60, it's 36. Wow.
Yeah, it's
wow,
a lot.
Ow.
Yes.
Yeah, so 12 hours, just like you said. Mm-hmm. Well, hush now. You did the math. You told us that.
And yeah, then I still tried to do the math.
No, wait, I don't believe you.
I'm counting on my fingers.
Teacher checking your work.
Yeah, really. Break out the big red
A plus,
pen.
A plus.
Hey, oh, I told you.
Do I get the sticker too?
You got to leave the job at the office.
Did she bring the stickers home though?
A plus.
Here's good work.
I got a gold star.
It's candy, not stickers nowadays, kids.
Oh, yeah. Candy?
Oh.
You're feeding your kids. Oh, you want to give them sugar and then tell them to sit in a desk for
I
8 hours.
Give them candy at the end of class and then send them to another teacher. And it's like, oh, a piece of candy.
Wait,
they're not going to get that hyper.
Where
that
is it?
What we call a dick.
I'm
there
sorry,
you go.
I was laughing. Wow.
I mean, they never sit still anyway. It doesn't matter.
They don't shut up. They don't sit down.
They don't
you
do
hit
work.
Them a couple
they don't
times.
Care. They don't learn. Whatever.
Okay.
It's more practical to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. You can actually do that.
Okay. Fantastic.
So go ahead. How's your Fit Club week going?
It's going very well. We were really good over the weekend, which mm-hmm. is which has been kind of my hard spots.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Going
to have to get that now.
So we were good this weekend, which helped a lot. And I worked out today doing that. Did I even talk about it?
No, you didn't. This is why
on my list.
This is why I told you to wait and save it for the show. And it was
it
for the
is
fit
more
club.
Of a fit
it's
club
a fit
thing.
Club.
It is more yeah. of a fit club
so
thing.
So you've done it
go.
Right. And okay. if you hadn't have said that, and if I did post, no one would ever know.
We don't do posts.
No. There's a stinking post.
Well, at the school where I work, we've got a grant, and we have this really super cool program called Recipe for Success. And the kids, not the whole school, but like 60 kids in the pilot program, stay after school every day till like 6:30. And sometimes it's tutoring. Sometimes it's physical activity. Sometimes it's learning how to cook and eat healthy meals. Their families can come in. They eat together as a family there at the school, and they do all kinds of exercise, like out-of-the-box stuff, like dance kind of routines and all kinds of fun mm-hmm. things to try to get a healthy student. And but in order to let the faculty and the staff know more about the program today, they got all the equipment out, and we got to like play games for at work today. It was one of those days where the teachers work and the students are there. Students, if you've ever wondered, what do your teachers do, and you imagine
we
that they're
at the
music.
We come to school without you, and yeah. we have fun.
Well, no, it's usually boring meetings, but today was really, really fun. And Kankers. They had stations set up all over the school, and we had to like run around and do different things. And
that's cool.
I
yeah,
know.
Really.
And I got this partner, and we just decided to go for it, to be just like ultra competitive. And just have a really good time. We're running all over the school, racing our friends to do all these different like moves. Except that I am so exhausted. I'm so out of shape. Like
somebody
my goal
overdo it
has
a little?
Been, yeah, my goal has been to just diet and lose some weight until I could not injure myself when I worked. Every time I would try to go and work out, I just had too much weight on my joints, like knees and hips and stuff, and I would hurt myself. And so I said, okay, I'll just lose some weight first.
You gotta come talk to me. I'll show you
dieting.
Some exercises.
I told her to go in those fine quality forums at geekradiodaily.com and join the GRD Fit Club.
Yeah.
I told her that.
Okay.
Which has its own thread.
Yes, it does.
Except
by the
that
way.
What I've done in the past is I've tried to do things that I liked to do when I was athletic, like
uh-huh.
interesting things, like play racquetball or go. All these high impact things
high
are
impact
what I
things.
Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I want to do. I don't want to get on the f-
oh.
Damn
it. Well, thank you. Now I have to do post.
Now you gotta do post.
Damn it. Did you write down write down this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
Well, I don't like getting on the elliptical machine, and I know that there's other low impact things that I can do, but it's, you know, I'm just trying to keep it fun and do the things that I like. But then, yes, they were high impact and I ended up hurting myself. So I just decided that I would not
walk
have as much
before you run.
Walking is so boring.
Oh, running hurts.
Boring. Well, running is boring, too.
Running hurts and it's boring.
Yeah, I want to play sports.
Okay.
And, I'm 30 and, you know, haven't worked out in a while. But the dieting part is going really well. And,
good.
You know, we'll get our Wii fixed sometime soon.
Yes, we will.
And I'll get back on Wii Fit.
I've got everything transferred to the SD card. There you go. There's my Geeky Week.
But, you know, I do have to say what a difference it makes to just eat smaller portions, eat healthier food, and walk up the stairs at work.
It's the wonderful Bloom County cartoon where Opus is trying to lose weight, mm-hmm. and he keeps trying all these fad diets, and he keeps going to Milo, and Milo tells him, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, there's got to be something we can do. And he's naming off these crazy diets, and Milo goes, eat less and exercise. What about blah, 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 eat less and exercise? Eat less and exercise.
But so, like it's starting to get noticeable, especially when I haven't seen somebody in a long time. They're like, oh, wow, you've lost weight. And I'm happy about that. I'm like, gee, thanks. But then they always ask, so what's your secret? It's like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
you'll never believe what I do.
Guess what? Eating healthier.
Eat less eating and less exercise.
And exercise. And it's just, and they're always like, oh. Like they really expected me to have some miracle formula.
They're
like,
so disappointed.
Like, well, I don't want to do that.
Hey. You've been getting some special pills on the market. Psst, where was your hookup, yo?
No, like I'm going to be like acai or Hoodia or something. Like it has to be a formula. It'd be the old fashioned way.
Guess what? That's the only thing that really works, too. Keep going with it.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that's the only thing that really works.
So I've lost close to 50 pounds since the summer. So
go, girl.
Good job.
Yeah, so when I see you guys at cons, I'll wave to you in case you don't recognize me.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm back to a – you know, 3 days a week lifting and stuff. So I'm back to that. Cardio is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Come on, I'm doing good to get back my Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
If you see Billy Flynn at the con, you have to check out his arm muscles.
Okay, please.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Flex it, big boy.
Thanks.
I'm not gay.
Okay, you needed that. So yeah, Fit Club. You just got to do it. And if you ever need help, come on by. The Bruce is there to answer questions that the rest of us just don't know. Because if we told you, you might hurt something, and we don't need that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Come on by geekradiodaily.com. You can do it. I've done it. You're doing it. Good for you.
Yay!
Thanks, awesome. Baby. And you can probably find me something low impact that's fun.
Oh, I could.
Well, there's one thing, but we can't do it every.
Yes, we can.
Every day.
Well, 12 hours strenuous, Biggest Loser style.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a topic to get to. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Geek on the Cheap, we'll be talking about that coming up here on Geek Radio. Wait, no. You got to say that.
It's GRD Sweekly.
Thank you.
Legend speaks of a time when unwisdom will rule the land. An age of misunderstanding with little hope or depth of insight. The legend also tells of a coming together of seers and prophets who hold in their collective answers to the great questions, hewn from classic movies. In February 2009, the collective will share their wisdom. In the month of many mouths, we will hear and learn. So come, sit at the feet of Nathan Lowell, J.C. Hutchins, Mer Lafferty, T. Morris, Philippa Ballantyne, Michael Spence, P.G. Holyfield, and Scott Sigler. To be enwisdomed, please come to moviemantras.com and start your voyage to a higher state.
Promo number 4. So, Rich.
Earl.
I hear we have a show, huh?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's good times.
It's supposed to be really good.
It is. I like to eat garp when I'm listening to Requiem of the Outcast. It's a good show.
Where could I find that show?
You can actually find that show at requiemoftheoutcast.com.
You know, I didn't want to listen to it before, but it just sounds so exciting, I think I should. requiemoftheoutcast.com.
It's so exciting, it's changed my outlook on life and made me more excitable. Good times. Good times.
RequiemOfTheOutcast.com. Just 5 more minutes. Oh.
It's what you can buy with what you've got. That's what counts. It's a question of economics.
Economics?
Aye. It only means household management. It's from an old Greek word. Household management, that's budgeting, dear Ken.
Budgeting?
Aye. Financial discipline. Let's say your income is like a pie. There is a piece for everything you buy. Cut portions wisely. Don't be unnerved, or it will all be gone before everyone is served.
GRD Sweekly.
Yep.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
I still think it's a mirage.
Wow. Hey, we're not really here.
No, we're not.
Again, we're not here.
No, I don't think we are. But we are here to talk about Geek on the Cheap, thanks to Scrooge McDuck providing that valuable lesson in economics to
was
Huey,
that,
Dewey.
Was that Scrooge?
Oh, yeah.
Huey, Dewey,
old
and
school.
Louie.
Oh,
old
wow.
School.
That is old school.
It's the film strip versions I used to see in class. Oh, education in a cartoon.
Oh.
I'll pay attention now. That's how that works.
Yeah, right.
So how does one be a geek, which generally involves
money.
Collectibles and
yes.
going out and buying lots of stuff and going places, with mm-hmm. with staying a little more on the conscientious
frugal?
Money. Oh, frugal.
Let's
best
go to frugal.
Ever.
End.
Okay, frugal end.
It is rather difficult because if you want to make up the collections, if no, it is. It's
no,
not
no, I'm
easy.
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you say?
Yeah, of course.
Intentionally laugh. Okay.
Yes. It is very difficult to be a traditional geek where you have your collectibles, you know, you collect your the figurines, the action figures, and your comics, and collecting everything that you want to collect and still pay rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, people are we're losing money nowadays. You know, I don't have, you know, some people don't have jobs. Okay, me. Getting laid off left and right. Every time I go to the clubs that I go to, I was like, yep, I lost my job.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time. It's yeah, I lost my job. Yeah, great. But how do you do it? How do you be geeky and you know, still, you know, eat and pay rent?
Well, I'm sure we could come up with a few ways.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, sound effects.
Yeah, that's sound effects.
Weedity, 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 and we get to see different ways being
yeah.
acted out by different animals.
Door opens.
Great times.
Good times.
Great times.
Great times.
It's
right.
a good show.
I'll start laughing,
right,
boy.
Thank you.
Well, when it comes to buying a lot of things, you can look for alternative venues like eBay to find
mm-hmm.
things that are maybe a little bit less expensive or... what did I have? I said, try to quell your desire to be a packaging whore. And what I mean by that is it's hard because, you know, the ultra DVD version with the figurine of the Joker or whoever, and, you know, not that yeah. specifically, but I mean just in general, yeah. right? There's always going to be a super, super, super cool edition of the thing that you want to buy. And if you pick and choose and you select those, not for every single thing that you love. I mean, okay, you get the Master Chief helmet, but you don't get something else.
Yeah.
If you can pick and choose when you go with those limited edition.
Everything's
crazy
got a special edition.
Everything's got a special edition. Every movie that you want to buy is going to come out 6 months later.
It is.
After you buy it.
So you don't buy it to start with.
Don't
not
buy
every one of
with.
Them.
No, you don't need to. That's when you get Netflix and you see
Netflix.
It. And you see it. And then when a super special edition where John Hughes actually has the commentary track, then you buy that version.
Or they have the original music finally. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
we're a Hunchot first.
Hunchot
okay,
first
geeks.
Edition. Well, we're just saying. And same thing with video games.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about my Gamefly before. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm beating games without having to buy them and then trade them in and get much less for them. And I'm getting them cheaper than they'd be used a year and a half later, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is
if you
pretty
look
economical.
At it that way.
Especially
yeah.
if you average a game a month and you think of the price.
Yeah.
You know, that way.
Yeah, Gamefly is $15.95 for one game, $22.95 for two games at a time.
That is true.
And if you buy a game, which is usually around $50 to $60, and you're looking to trade it in, you might get $25
wow,
for it.
You are the math man tonight.
I know. You just
I did
bring
research.
In the math.
I did research.
Bringing it.
I did research for this stuff today.
Wow.
Good.
Because I don't have a job, and I just had nothing else to do. So
and I was like, what did I do today? Work.
Now, of course, we've always had the things that we've done forever. If you remember back in the day, you bought comics, your buddy bought comics, and you traded comics.
Exactly.
Hey, comics industry, I'm not trying to screw you out of money, but We're still buying some comics, right?
Yes,
we're not dropping all comics. We're not using the special antenna.
Yes.
See, I did have that on my list.
I wanted to keep it legal.
I did too, because we could special antenna everything, but that's not going to help
anybody. No, it's not going to help anybody.
We could finally, until we all get of one consciousness and realize there's no such thing as money, really, and we just need to give each other the best of our services and we'll all take care of ourselves, until we all get to that point. Until then, okay. We're going to trade comics between our pals, okay?
Yeah, that's
just going to happen.
Right.
What about get-togethers? Get-togethers. Having friends over to watch the movies that you want to watch. You know,
it didn't used to be a problem. Yeah, remember when not a lot of people had VCRs and they wanted them to buy more VCRs and buy and do all this?
Yeah.
You would. You'd have, hey, guys, we got blah, blah, blah. Come on over. Oh, my God, we're going over to the Stevens and we're going to watch the Goonies.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we're making a roof. Oh,
and then everybody can bring something as far as food, and you have a party that's not, it doesn't cost you a ton of money.
Exactly. And you trade houses, so whoever's house it is, they get to pick the movie. Everybody else brings the munchies.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brings the munchies?
Well, that's what they call them. You just
movies
you bring
and
the munchies.
It was the alliteration going there.
Yeah. Oh.
He brings the meth, I bring the English.
Oh, because I didn't know
what
it was
bring?
Called munchies. Snacks, food, whatever.
Munchies, you're the home ec.
He's a damn fine cook.
I am. I lived on my own for a while. You had to eat. My mom said to me when I was a kid, it's particular ours about what you like to eat. You better marry a woman that'll put up with it, or you better learn to cook.
Yeah, good job. Yeah,
I have a plaintiff, so obviously I know how to cook. No, I knew how to cook before that. Keep going. Yes.
No, speaking of like get-togethers, when you go to cons, you're not going to sleep much at a con anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So you might as well room with people.
You might as well rent some floor space. And when we get closer to Dragon Con, we're going to be talking. Huh?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, like we did last year.
Unless that person is Kingfish? Or can we roll up under the bus? Loudest snorer in the entire world. Apparently, I don't know.
I believe he's had that
knowledge.
Adjusted, didn't we talk?
We
did.
Yeah, Darth Obstructus.
Gotta find out when he's doing another Meta Mediocrity.
Yeah, we do. It's good. I'm waiting for that.
Good. I'm enjoying that.
I really love the show.
I'm sorry, I did leave that out of my Geeky Week. See what I do?
That's okay. I talked about it last week and reminded you.
There it is. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just watching movies. Hey, why don't you get together for a game night?
Hey now!
Hey, what a crazy idea!
And
but before the internet and going to and playing everything on Xbox Live and World of Warcraft, people actually went to other people's houses and brought dice and their gaming character sheets and they played the games together.
Or you know, they actually just got the old board games out.
Yeah,
you know. Hey.
Monopoly, you know, whatever.
Oh, I've seen people die over a game of Monopoly. Friday the 13th, strip Monopoly.
Yeah, that's true. You've seen it.
That was enough for a sex equals death, so there you go. But now we've got the geeky games. Come on. We all love apples to apples, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, apples to apples.
I mean, we first played that as a drinking game at a party.
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
So there, yeah. Oh, well,
I don't even remember how we played it, but it was fun. Like, if yours didn't get picked, you had to drink? I don't know. I believe so.
Or was it if you didn't vote for the winning one? I don't know.
I don't remember.
But you took a drink whenever you got something wrong is how that was. And apples to apples, it's just...
And there's a lot of good games out there that are very cheap. Anything from Looney Labs, you're not going to pay a lot of money for.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so they're good people over there.
Good folk.
Good folks.
They're good people.
Yeah, good people.
We like them.
Game in a Box? Or was it... What's the name of the company?
Is that with Justin Timberlake?
No, game.
Step two.
Put a game in the box.
Step three, give it a box. No, put a box.
Oh, I don't even know now. Thank you. I've just blown my mind. I don't even know now.
Yeah. Any of those game nights are great ideas. They don't have to be role-playing games. They can be just any other games. A poker night.
Hey,
what a crazy idea.
You're calling for quite the return to basics.
Yes, I'm calling
people
return to basics.
People used to play cards.
Yes.
You know, there's card geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's all kinds of card games.
And at a game night, you can actually find out if the woman that you're talking to is actually a woman.
I was going to say the girl.
And I was like, wait, no, don't go girl. Go woman.
Do you have a story you'd like to share with us there, Bruce?
I'm sure I do, but aren't we going low on time here?
I suppose this time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later when I pretend I'm not recording.
Again.
Going to cons, you know, everyone likes to deck out and have their most fantastically super spiffy costume.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now... I don't know.
Yeah,
the con room's only going to take you so far in saving money.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have to scrimp just a little bit, and you don't have to scrimp too bad to make some really decent costumes. Website I'm looking at, Convention Fans, they've got an article about the secret to a great costume, ingenuity and patience. Here's a guy who's made a pretty damn decent Two-Face.
Yeah.
Using just stuff you can find around the house.
Hmm.
And it also turns into a bomb if you're a terrorist. So,
shouldn't have added that napalm.
Oh, wow.
Look, this is a question. Now, granted, we're looking a little more of the level of, like, you know, stuff. This is like those honorable mentions in the wizard.
Yeah.
But those are always cool costumes.
Hey, people will still take a picture of Dragon Con with it.
Yes, they will.
They will still take
your picture.
That's
what the whole point of it is.
Exactly.
You just need a little bit of imagination. And come on, we're all geeks. We all have a black trench coat. We can use that for some costume.
Yep.
I'm sure we can. You got the Crow. You've got wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. The Matrix.
You got the Matrix.
Yeah, you got plenty of stuff. Yeah, exactly. Stuff.
Using what you've got.
And you also don't have to always go to the big cons. You know, Dragon Con, Comic Con, Gen Con. Great conventions. Great
Fantastic
conventions.
Conventions.
Wonderful conventions. However, try the smaller ones.
You'd be surprised.
They're much less expensive.
They are.
Much less. The rooms are generally cheaper. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi is generally free.
Sometimes.
Generally.
So, generally.
It's only those expensive hotels where you got to pay for your internet.
Yeah. That's what I'm referring to.
It does not make any sense ever.
The con suites may not have everything that you need, but they still have food. They still have sodas.
There's
they still
stuff
have,
there.
You know. The con ticket is like half as much.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to go see Mr. Adventure, and Mr. Adventure goes to the small cons as well as the big cons.
Yes, he does.
I'm saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You still have a fine quality cast of entertainment.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
I like that.
Starfest, Balticon, RavenCon. Yeah, small conventions, GRD Cruise Act.
And the more you go to your small conventions near you, the more they build up. Because you talk to Dex and the gang and look at what Starfest is becoming. Brent Spiner's going to be at Starfest.
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
Robert Picardo's going to... Uh-huh. William Catt's going to be at Starfest. I'm sorry.
They don't get bigger than that.
That's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, they had Zachary Quinto last year.
Really?
They did.
Oh,
see?
God.
Your smaller cons could become bigger cons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's even fun to meet, I mean, people whose books that you've read and enjoyed.
Yeah.
Scott Sigler, Merle Lafferty. Just having them sign your stuff or getting even just to meet and hang out with them is really cool.
We talked to Timothy Zahn at StellarCon last year.
Yeah, I've met him a couple times.
And he wouldn't let us, he would not record the line saying it, but in my mind, and I think a lot of people, Timothy Zahn basically created the extended universe of Star Wars.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of great stuff from there.
Mm-hmm.
That zombie book.
There are websites. SciFiConventions.com is a good website that has the smaller cons. If you want to go to the Wheel of Time convention, you know, that's in wherever, or, you know, that sort of thing. That's the smaller conventions. They're more specific, you know, Babylon 5 cons and stuff like that. Those are the
anime
smaller cons.
And different things like that.
Yeah, I had a friend who went to KatsuCon this past weekend up in D.C. She said she had a really good time. I got pictures.
Facebook has pictures. Everyone has pictures.
I think you've seen some of those pictures, too.
Wow.
Have you?
I need Waka Chai music now, too.
No, actually. Well,
okay.
She was wearing a corset in one. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you could do some geocaching if you want to. Just don't get shot in Pittsburgh.
Geocaching.
You're not familiar with geocaching, sir?
Inform me, Les, if I don't
know. Wow. Okay. Well, geocaching is where, let's say nowadays you probably have a GPS because we all bought them because we need to know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you can do latitude and longitude. And geocaching is a thing where people hide like little notes and stuff someplace, and you just go find it. Pack a picnic and go find some stuff.
Yeah.
And not everybody's there because not many people do it. But, you know, Techno Guru and Wolfie, they've done that before. We've been out there with them a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Goofy little fun. It's, hey,
I
know something the rest of the world doesn't.
Spend an afternoon.
And it's exercise, too.
And it's kind of like having an adventure. Just like the Goonies. See?
There you go.
It all comes around again.
You want to talk about geeky gifts?
Yeah, well, we had talked briefly about making gifts versus buying gifts.
Yes.
And some of the coolest gifts that people in our family have received is Billy Flynn's brother. Was he on the forums?
Yes, he posted one time.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Billy Flynn's brother.
Wyndham Czar.
I just didn't know.
No, it's fine.
Anyway, but he makes lightsaber hilts, and they have clips on them, and he makes them using
they're
things
weighted
you can
too.
Buy.
So clipped and you're walking.
I'd have to see. I'd like to see those.
Dude, yeah.
I really.
And
see
but they're made out of pipes and things that you could buy at Home Depot that are not made for lightsabers. Obviously, it's really creative. You'll be like, oh, what is that? Oh, that's the thing you put in the sink, or you know,
yeah,
it's just like all this crazy stuff. And sure, it takes a lot of time, but you know, you're not spending a lot of money on the parts for that. And that is a really cool gift that like. You know, everybody is really excited, and he makes them. Everybody's is different, so you have your own, and it's really, really cool.
I've gotten a few of those over the years, and what's cool is he had some, and we took, and my kids, we've done this before with the different handles, and we've like posed in various pictures, and he's went
Photoshop.
On with Photoshop and put in blades.
Yeah, cool.
So that's cool, man.
Yeah, my daughter right now is actually making her boyfriend the cube from Portal. She's making a plushie.
The companion cube?
Yeah, the companion cube. Yeah. She's making that for her boyfriend as a gift.
Buy it, but you know, if you know, if you can get the fabric for tons cheaper and make something like that. Yeah.
And that's what she's been doing for the last 2 weeks. That's she's supposed to have ready for Valentine's Day, but she
I'd
didn't.
I'd love one of those. That'd be awesome.
Also, another cute gift.
The cake is a lie.
Speaking of desserts, cute gifts that you can actually have all the ingredients for brownies or a cake or chocolate chip cookies in a jar or in, like, you know, tubes and stuff like that. And
there's
had it
people
as a gift.
That sell that.
Yes.
There's people that sell all the mixes.
Yeah, we've gotten it as a gift before.
We have. And it's like, well, that's really cool, but, you know, you could have just put
they were really good cookies.
Dunkin' Hines in a box. You know,
they were. Well, no, I mean,
but
you
put them
in your
flour.
Own decorative.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. And it takes almost no time to do. And what's the most expensive thing is the mason jars. You can buy those for
Masons making everything cost more.
And, you know,
you already got the similar money. Grr. All right. Whatever.
Let's see.
My next point was like the internet. And I sort of talked about, okay, look for eBay as far as buying stuff. If there's some kind of collectible that you haven't seen in a really, really, really long time and it's collecting dust, you could actually, sell it on eBay.
Wow. How dare you say you have to
I know. I'm not selling anyone's stuff, okay? I will not get rid of any of your stuff accidentally or on purpose
Sometimes
again.
You might throw it away. Oh,
I'm sorry. I will never do it again. Anyone has a Sega Dreamcast that they don't want anymore? Well, he never played it anymore, and this was before I was a true geek, and I really did not know.
It's when we were moving. When we were moving from Alexandria down to here, and she's like, I was like, where's my Dreamcast? Like, I threw it away. I was like, what? You did what? She's like, when's the last time you played it? I'm like, I just bought this game for
you. I understand
the gift of the Magi
now.
Over here.
It was part of my, you know, initiation into all things geeky. We kind of talked about that last week. One of those
so
things
cute
was
too.
Throwing away the Dreamcast. Yeah. And I lost this Green Lantern ring.
Yeah.
And paid to replace it. Paid $300 to replace it.
The one that I wear now is not the one that I bought when it first came out.
Yes, but it is the super special cool.
Oh, it is. It's just not the actual physical one.
Yeah.
Right. And what's that website that pops up on your screen and it's got like the cheapest thing you ever heard? Woot.
You need
Woot. Have you heard
of Woot? Woot looks all these various sites and will pop up little, hey, this is the
Woot
super special
deal of the day.
This is where I got my, how I found out about my my jump drive, the 16 gig that I got for like
$30.
Bucks, whatever it was, with shipping included, everything.
Yeah.
It popped up on Woot one day. It's a bunch of stuff at websites. This is stuff that's going away. It's marked down because they're getting rid of it for new stuff. And boom, you find fantastic sales on Woot.
Like hard drives for pennies on the dollar. I mean,
the first time I
really saw
a terabyte hard drive, it was like on sale for like $200. Like, it's a terabyte.
Wow.
A terabyte external hard drive.
Wow.
Like, what?
That's
it was
everything.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, wait a minute. I can actually pop this
You can actually store life on a terabyte.
Probably.
That's a 10 megapixel digital camera Pentax, $90 right now. That's one of the sites that they have. Boom, boom, boom.
And even if you're not buying things on the internet, there are still some things that are just legitimately free on the internet.
Cool thing.
Sometimes things.
Patio books.
Born. Oh, yeah, Patio books. Yeah.
Patio books, guys. Come on.
256 megabyte digital voice recorder, Sony, $20, but it's Sony.
We've lost him. He's in the land of Woot.
No, okay. I'm sorry. Did you see the Sony?
Did you see it on the Onion?
The new Sony, the SPOS that's come out from Sony? Oh,
okay, you have to watch
it
before you
after.
Leave.
Okay.
After, we'll put a link up in the forums, too, because you've got to see the Sony SPOS. It's actually a link to it on the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com. You should probably go there.
You should.
You don't have to join up to look through the forums.
To post, you do.
You could, yeah.
Why not?
Hey, guys, thanks for showing me that. That's really cool. I really need to know about Sony's SPOS.
And if you join the Geek Radio Daily forums, I keep messing it up, we don't own you.
That's right.
No.
If
Everything
you post content,
yours.
It's yours.
Yes.
If you'd like to send us some pictures.
Ha ha. Facebook.
And if you really like those forums, then you could, post a comment on iTunes.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
That'd be
too.
Nice. Really nice.
So, and we'll stop pimping now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We
pimping
have to
ain't
pimp.
Easy.
Pimping.
Like us.
Love us. All right.
Pimping's easy.
Go to your local hobby shop, your comic store, your gaming store.
Dude, there's free comics.
There's free comics. There's also usually groups that are hanging out there that play games at those places. And then you can find the group of Warhammer gamers that you haven't found, or the Mech Warriors, or the old school D&D.
Yes.
Remember, Thaco.
Thaco, baby.
Thaco.
I grew up on the Red Box.
My armor class. My armor class kicks your what? No. Sorry.
No, no, keep going.
Okay. And it's a lot cheaper than your WoW subscription.
You should have played the crickets.
I really thought about it. No, keep talking.
It's a lot cheaper than your WoW subscription. Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
No, I thought about it.
That's pretty much what I have as far as...
There's free, you know, they're not, you know, WoW themselves, but there's free Morpigs online.
Yeah.
There are free Morpigs online. There are free all kinds of games online. Mm-hmm. There are free Morpigs online.
You just have to, you know, get your whole group of friends together and say, hey, we're just
or
doing this.
Make new friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Make new friends?
We're worrying about you down there in the basement by yourself. We think you're going to be a loner with the gun. It's just, it's wrong.
Well, my last point actually is about
don't
friends.
Be a loner with a gun. That's a good point, kids.
Yes.
Don't be a loner with a gun.
Lesson
don't be
stress.
That guy. Don't
be
that
guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
You're like,
and now you know.
Friends. Make friends.
And know he's got the battle.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I said rely on your friends heavily. Don't take advantage of anybody. But everybody within their circle of friends has the computer guy, Wolfie, looking at you.
He's the GRD tech guy.
Right.
Yes, he is.
You've got a guy, you know, you've got somebody who knows maybe about home theater. You've got a guy who knows
how
about
how you doing?
Yeah. You know, fixing equipment that breaks just in general. You maybe have a guy who's like a carpenter or doing things around the house as far as
Jesus
home repair.
Was his name.
Sorry.
You just
name,
go ahead and call him next time something breaks, okay?
JC, looking at Joey.
But not, so don't overdo it on these friends. But at the same time, if they are willing to help, save some money mm-hmm. instead of just straight up replacing something. Get your guy to take a look at it.
And,
instead
yeah.
of, you know, paying tech support. Does tech support still cost money? I don't
probably.
Know.
Yeah,
because, well, we don't know because we have a Wolfie. So just
have a Wolfie.
We have a group. We have a, you know, we have people.
We have people.
I know people.
I got people.
That is.
So use those
people
but don't
people.
Abuse them.
Exactly. Sometimes they even send you promos.
And maybe, mm-hmm. you know, if you're geeking,
I'd like for people to send us promos.
That'd be
cool.
Nice.
You listen to the show, you might be that guy for one of your friends.
Aww.
So
yeah.
Lend out your services to help a brother out. I can't pull that off even a little bit. You almost burning, you whack.
Yeah. I need about $3.50. Sorry, inside joke. That's some ways that you can do it. And please come discuss more ways to do it. You can throw out those ways to be a geek on the cheap over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
And I hear those are free too.
Those are absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a dime to sign up nor to listen. And thank you for doing so.
Please do.
So we'll be back again, I'm sure. Soon.
Yes, we will.
We're going to come up with a topic?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We might even talk about it while we're doing this stuff. So, hey, thank you so much for stopping by. And don't be so cheap that you end up a miser, because there's the good Scrooge McDuck and there's the bad Scrooge McDuck.
Hey, the GRD is always free.
Always mm-hmm. free. Thanks for stopping by.
Geek Radio Daily.
You like the radio voice thing there?
It's a good one.
Please subscribe through iTunes and write a review while you're there. Come on and join the forums for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. GRD's Weekly is licensed under the Creative Commons Non-Attributes, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Go check out the store at cafepress.com. And please send some email to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce. Or please call us at geekradiodaily.com, that is. Or please call us at
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Thank you!
Well, that blew ropey goat chunks now, didn't it?
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Oh, wow, this is about 90% less funny than you think it is.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
Oh, boy, I'm rich! I'm wealthy! I'm independent! I'm socially secure! I'm rich! I'm rich!
Flair, I think that's the last of it. Just a quick check to see if I missed anything. Hey, what's this? Well, polished up, it might bring another quick 4 bits on the open market.
I am the genie of the lamp, O master.
Oh, no you don't! You want my treasure! Well, it's mine, understand? All mine! Down, down, go, go! Mine!
Dog, you have desecrated the spirit of the lamp.
Yikes.
Prepare to take the consequences.
Consequences, as long as I'm rich.